Hello, women of power and spirit, and welcome to this meditation focused on this particular prescription from heaven: create new support systems with joy and enthusiasm. Today, you're going to take one of those hopes and desires that you have with your family that doesn't seem to get fulfilled inside your family. Into the holding meditation. We're going to take it there in the spiritual realms to be fulfilled. So I invite you to get your space ready and sit comfortably to meditate. Begin by breathing into the space that you are. Notice the space between your thoughts. And the space between your breaths. Ease into the space. Allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love. Any kind of love. Romance, joy, laughter, kindness, compassion, warmth. Any kind of love. And feel it once again as you remember it. Notice how the love and space become one. Allow that awareness of spacious love to anchor in your womb space, your energetic womb. Allow that space to anchor you into the primordial space, the primordial womb of all life. Here you are loved exactly as you are. Let your imagination bring you whatever you need to feel comfortable in this space. In this space, there is nothing you can do to earn the love that is there for you. Nothing you can do to turn it away. You are loved as you are, because you are. Allow yourself to sink in to that feeling. And go deeper into love than you have ever been before. In this deep, abiding, limitless love, drink in as much as you can. Allow yourself to remember a time when you were younger, when you had a hope or a desire to be seen or received, loved, heard in some special way that never seemed to happen in your family, wherever you grew up. And hold it gently. hold this desire that you had with great compassion and care. This is an honest desire. And the people in your family or that you grew up with might not have been able to fulfill it in the way that you needed it. So allow yourself to feel great compassion for the young person who wanted it so much. Really hear and sense and feel how significant this is. Allow yourself to feel how important this was to you, to your spirit. To realize what it meant for you. How fulfilled you would have felt if it could have been. And open your heart in compassion to the sense of loss, because it didn't happen as you needed it. Hold in deep love and regard the feelings you had around this, perhaps the anger or the sorrow or the numbness that came with this unfulfilled need. In this space, be the one who is so desperately longing for that need to be filled, and the one who compassionately listens and watches and understands. Let your presence and compassion be a soothing balm for the young one inside you who so wanted to be recognized in some way, honored and loved, heard and felt, whatever it was she needed then. Be that for her now. Be the one who recognizes her in the way she wanted to be recognized, loved in the way she wanted to be loved. Let this space you are in together be your creative palette together to create what she always wanted. The words, the gestures, the understanding, the touch, the support, whatever it was she needed. Create that now in this space. Feel yourself, see, know, hear yourself giving her exactly what she needed. See, know, hear, sense, feel yourself receiving what you always wanted. Take in as much of the feeling as you can. The feeling of fulfillment. The feeling of that touch or word or gesture or support, gift, or time and attention, whatever it was you needed. Feel and see and hear and sense yourself receiving it right now. Let it be real. Receive what you can. If you need to, create a different kind of scenario. If your younger self was very young, maybe it's a fairy godmother that gives you what you need. If you were older, maybe it's a different parent or a parent from another lifetime or not a human at all, an angel that gives you what you need. What is important here is allowing yourself to receive it and feel it. As you receive what you needed, notice how you feel. Notice how good or warm it feels, how it lifts your heart, blesses you, fills you with grace. You might find it helpful to remember a moment when this need was fulfilled in some way by anyone in your life at any time. Or let your imagination create a moment. A very special moment when this desire is the only thing that is important, and the beings that are with you are here to help you experience fulfillment. You may want to come to this meditation often every day, perhaps for a while, to let this really, really become your reality, to allow it to be completely fulfilled in you. With this awareness of a desire fulfilling, allow yourself to bring this feeling into your life, into your daily experiences, to live from that place fulfilling itself. And with that awareness, I invite you now with three breaths to bring yourself back into the awareness of your body and ground this feeling, ground the good feelings into your life. I invite you to inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Feel the air around you. Notice its temperature, texture, notice sounds and scents, and let the air bring you back into your body. Next breath, big inhale. Exhale through your mouth, blowing yourself back into the consciousness of your body. Notice that you have a physical body and it's sitting against physical matter. And with your last breath, bring yourself all the way back in. A big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. All the way back in. This next step is very important. Stretch your neck, your hands, rub your legs, whatever you need to do to feel your body. When you can feel your body, then very gently open your eyes and live in this desire fulfilling.